There was some dog named Hal, who thought the Fibbies were his pal. So he went ahead and made a deal to sit. But he threatened judges three, a jury slapped old Hal's pee-pee. So Hal's gonna be my Dick Swigger bit. I'll fuck you up. Yes, I'll go fuck you up if you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. I'll fuck you up. Yes, I'll go fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. Long ago, a rat named Glenn read his comrades over and again. But Zog gave him a bag full of Zog bucks. A little Guido loved digging fox, stitches, tickles, and cocksucks. The colostomy bag's name is the NM. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up if you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Zog will fuck you up. Yeah, Zog will fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can. I used to know a pop named Visser, a Duke Smith goober little pisser, who was going ass to mouth with Lion Rod. A mum, that niggly molester, a pisser, pooper, possum, chester. Not a single one of them was very bright. Dog will fuck you up. Yes, I'll go fuck you up if you don't obey the dirty Jew's commands. Dog will fuck you up. Yes, I'll go fuck you up. So you best be a rebellin' while you can.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Mans and Ass Clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third. And the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, you who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 120.5 of the movement Turd. And tonight is the 3rd of May, 2012, and it's, what, 1:36, Granby Unstandard Central Time. This is Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky Lindstedt. And tonight's show will be called the Manzurturian Zogbot Jew-tard Unready. Now, folks, I did not, when I went ahead and heard that worthless bastard run amok, I laughed my head off. I thought it was hilarious. I didn't think for a minute that Mexican drug cartels had scragged the worthless bastard. I knew this character. Actually, I met him on, Harold Carrington's Facebook. Northwest Imperative Groups. This is where I went ahead and found out that Commandor McFag, a.k.a., son of a bitch in the mist, gorillas in the mist, whatever, and also known as Steve Elder, was essentially a hardcore, unemployable, Pictish tubalcanite with Jew Askage, a.k.a. Crohn's disease. And, folks, if you go ahead and listen to what is said here, J.T. Reddy has several times sort of said that he was a Jew, that he is, that he's half Jew on his mother's side. Folks, this character was a total fat, undisciplined, evil kike clown. Now, I don't think he was actually a full-fledged kike. He certainly wasn't a Halachi kike, from what I gather. He was what I call a real golem, just like Brian Real. A simple character that is wound up and used by the Jews. Now, anyway, let's see. In a case that, you're talking about, folks, if you don't like it, you don't like it. What can I say here? Anyway, talking about old John, Jason Todd Reddy, or as I call him, Jew Tard Unready. And anyway, like I said in the introduction to the show, no one who knew anything to do with or at, you know, ever had usually unwilling relationships with John Todd Reddy has evinced a spark of surprise at this overt Zog agent provocateur flipping out like a switch was set and then shooting its mud shark girlfriend, her beater daughter and granddaughter, and beater daughter's wigger boyfriend, and then turning the gun on itself. Call JT Reddy the Manchurian Zogbot. Now, folks, I don't know if you went ahead and looked at the classic by John Frankenheimer. I think this character was a Jew, too. Called The Manchurian Candidate. It was by this book written by James Condit. And the book was pretty good, and the movie was even better. And you ended up having what was called a Manchurian Candidate, who would be given the Medal of Honor, and his mother was essentially an evil bitch who divorced, you know, this guy's father. This guy, you know, could barely stand his mother, couldn't even stand his, you know, his father, who was sort of likened after Joseph McCarthy. And in the book, he had a young Angela Lansbury doing all sorts of creepy, evil shit, showing what an evil bitch she was. And you had this, well, I think the guy was a faggot in real life. And you had Frank Sinatra. And essentially every single time that they went ahead and captured this patrol, you know, in what? North Korea? Went ahead and took them to China, to Manchuria. And there they went ahead and brainwashed them. And they went ahead and him as tire, you know, section, this entire squad, and then they had him go ahead and strangle a few people, shoot a few people of the squad, except for Captain Marco. And you had this South Korean who was actually a North Korean spy who went ahead and worked along with them. And it was one hell of a movie. And at the very end, this guy is supposed to go ahead and shoot the guy who's running for President of the United States, and then the person who's running this worthless piece of shit senator will go ahead and get, you know, win the election. And essentially, who is controlling poor old Raymond Chandler? Why, none other than his mother, Angela Lansbury. Now, in the book, you found out that she screwed her father, she wanted to screw her son. Essentially, she wanted to screw about everybody, but she was an evil bitch. And so I've gone ahead and used, for keep people who are gone ahead and used like little golems, I've called them Manchurian Oswalds or something like that. I call JT Reddy the man, you know, Manchurian Zogbot. Okay? Anyway, from what I gather, if you go ahead and actually look, and for once, this Don Pauly is absolutely correct here, this guy is known as a loudmouth. I've always known him for being, essentially, here this character is. Now, folks, I have been in the movement. I have seen people go ahead and have a gun that's not even theirs and spend a year or two in the county jail over nothing, while these people who go ahead and have all this weaponry, all these guns, for whatever reason, they're just dog false runs like Red Mike Vanderkuyke and the rest here. And essentially, same way with old JT Reddy. This character would go ahead and go out into the desert and stop beaners, detain them, and he wouldn't even be sued, he wouldn't even be arrested, he wouldn't even have people go ahead and look at all his big guns, his body armor. And this character was a clown. He went ahead, and there was this guy named Jeffrey Harbin. He went ahead and recruited, and I believe he set up. He got 5 years in prison last year. Folks, this character was an obvious sockbot. But if you go ahead and you look at the pictures, you find out that the woman named Lisa Menderos, she looked white. She's an obvious mud shark. She has a beaner daughter. Her ex-husband Hugo Menderos is a beaner. So she had a couple beaner daughters. And, of course, this one beaner went ahead, and she found a wigger to screw her, named Jim Bob Hyote or whatever. And he went ahead and screwed the Beaner daughter and created another little Beaner. So essentially what happens, Jay Tard Reddy went ahead, flipped out, went ahead and shot his Mud Shark girlfriend, who looked pretty cute, went ahead and shot her daughter, went ahead and shot her baby, went ahead and shot the daughter's boyfriend, and then went ahead and shot himself. Now, folks, if you want to go ahead and make Mexican drug cartels did that sort of thing, well, no. Zog usually doesn't take care of Zogbots like that until it's time to go ahead and prove something. Now, I think if you go ahead and look, you go ahead and have pictures of him taken with niggers. He'd go ahead and run with the NSM. And by the way, the NSM has got a proven history of mud sharkery and mamsery. Folks, it's a tarred corral. So anyway, so now they're running around. We have a whole bunch of Zog tards and Zog bots running around wondering what to do about this shit. Well, I didn't have a single problem with that. I laughed a lot. And my only regret didn't take a few pig lice with it and shoot all the beaners in the household. Now, this was one really nasty, fat, Zogbot fucktard. The only good thing it ever did for the white man was, leaving this world vilely in its own paws yesterday. Folks, when I first seen this cocksucker, it would run around on essentially Covington's Facebook page, along with this Jew, Steve Elder, and a number of these other tards would insist that I'd be banned or censored, and Covington wouldn't do it. So what this cocksucker would do is it'd go ahead and load up FinkelschneeZogbots.org page, and it would call me a convicted child molester. It didn't matter to this cocksucker whether or not he was telling the truth or not. This was a thoroughly vicious piece of shit. So I went ahead and started a thread pretty well called, well, I started out, let me see. And you can go ahead and see it's not been tampered with. The site says, call, hi, I'm JT Reddy, and I want to suck your Nazi cock, is what it sounded like. I went ahead and took a picture of this drunken buffoon. Going ahead, he had plenty of pictures on his Facebook page showing itself as a drunkard. And I went ahead and posted one of them. Okay? Alright, well, I'll keep an eye on them. Anyway. So I'll go ahead and give that thread. So, I went ahead, you can see it started at what? 9/19/2011, so that would be what? September 19th, 2011? I knew this character was a piece of shit. And folks, it didn't matter. It did not matter to it or its other wigger tars like Dave Wells and Chris Young and the rest of these characters that it was a liar. These people have no love for the truth. You know what I mean? Am I convicted, diddler? Well, no, the answer is I'm not convicted of anything other than, trespassing and a libertune, political, meat to kick me out, not wearing a seatbelt. I'm a convicted misdemeanor a couple times. Driving with a burnt out headlight, which was bogus, but I spent 30 days in jail for contempt of court. But essentially, Zog went ahead and came up with a bunch of lies to steal my grandchildren. And generally, I'm not talking about this because, folks, there is a way to solve police misconduct. The way to solve police misconduct is you take every single policeman and you skin him and his children alive. And you go ahead and you skin alive the traitors who went ahead and set these pigs upon the people. Essentially, you cannot have evil unless it's enforced. You can't have evil unless it's enforced. But what we live is we live in Zog Babylon the Third and the Final. So getting on with it, this piece of shit It didn't matter to Steve Elder. Didn't matter to Jeremy Visser. Don't matter to any of the lying Bamsers. They're here to go ahead and get in and shit using the using the bowel movement. Okay. Anyway, so Chris Drake. Well, I did interview Chris Drake last year or 2 years ago. Chris is a nice enough guy. He talked my head off for about 3 hours, then he decided he had to go ahead and take care of the two deers he had in the oven. He had deers in his oven, not Jews, but deer. He went ahead and shot a bunch of them in Georgia. And Chris is a nice guy. He's no intellectual. Okay? Well, Frank Winger, everybody is, you know, everybody in this wonderful, you know, bowel movement. Let's see here. Well, let me see here. Okay, well, looks like my chat room here went ahead and sort of died on, on this other thing here, but not the matter. Let's see. Okay, I'm keeping some sort of track of what's going on. Anyway, yeah, on my other machine here, my Toshiba number one is sort of slower. Anyway, where was I? What you have is that you have these people who essentially, if they don't have any they don't have any love for the truth. Like last week, Harold Covington was having a trouble with goat dancing on, well, essentially, Kevin McDonald's forum. And just like happened a year previously on his forum, 2 years previously on Hunter Wallace's forum, essentially, Wigger's Will and Hadding were invited and allowed to run wild. And, well, heck, I got censored. I got censored this one time. Anybody who went ahead and supported Harold Covington got censored. I think Covington got his links censored. And what Covington ought to realize is that, folks, these people are absolutely worthless. Okay? No, not a prison guard knocked my teeth out. It was a Newton County pig taking me up to a nut house who shoved me while I was shackled. That's why I don't believe in giving police a, quote, fair trial. They get skinned until they confess, and then you finish skinning them and their families, and you deal with anybody who supports the regime. I believe that there is no problem that cannot be solved by essentially exterminating about a couple million problem makers and anybody who sides with them. And folks, where was I? Okay. Alrighty. Well, it's just a Newton County pig. Alright. Alright, let me go ahead and, folks, I have my doubts about UCAN 33-6 here. So, essentially, I'm going to go ahead and go on with the rest of this here. If UCAN 33-6 is still there, I'll go ahead and unmute you. Well, after I've gone ahead and saved the chat, because I have had trouble with spammers. All right? Anyway, let's see. Let me go ahead and finish that, and then I'll go ahead and mute Andy, and we'll start the second segment. Okay? Let's see. So anyway, what you end up having is that you have, folks, have you heard of a Jew boy named Gerald Lee Lochner? Now, folks, there's nothing nuttier than a Jew boy golem. This Jew boy golem, what, a year and a month or two ago, went ahead and shot a Congress critter, went ahead and shot, well, a couple months ago, year and a couple months ago, shot a Congress critter, a federal judge, a little beaner girl, a whole bunch of other tards here, killed six, did a bunch of other things, had a bigger body count than, old, Jay Tard Reddy. Folks, it's like a little switch is being switched on. They go ahead and they turn mean. So, folks, let me go ahead and finish off. Is that, folks, there, you know, I was listening to Harold Covington's podcast yesterday, and Harold Covington was talking about, essentially, Pierce's great plan. And the answer is that Pierce really didn't have a plan. Pierce had $400,000 in order money. He'd go ahead and bring up all these tards and these idiots. But when it came down to it, if you want to go ahead and read what Pierce's plan is, reread Pierce's Hunter a couple times to where you end up having a lone wolf killer and an FBI piece of shit goes ahead and finds him out and then goes ahead and uses, well, essentially, old Hunter or Oscar Yeager to go ahead and attack a bunch of Jews. And then the FBI says, go ahead and kill this guy who essentially is with a National Alliance guy who's going ahead and creating a new religion. And what happens, old Hunter goes ahead and shoots the FBI agent who's, what, number three and who's now about to be number one. Goes ahead and kills him dead. And then goes back to lone wolfery. From what I gather, Covington said that Pierce's problem, you know, plan was to go ahead and write really good propaganda, but not for the masses, but for the elites, the inner elites, to go ahead and impose a revolution from the top down. Covington's, Covington's notion is to go ahead and have a regional bunch of warlords knock off a region when Zog falls apart and have a colonial war. Folks, I don't think any of these plans are possible because I don't think there are 1,000 people. I don't think there's 500 people or 100 or even 50. I think Covington has about maybe 12 people who are absolutely alpha males. He's looking for the next Hitler or Napoleon, but he already got people like Steve Elder, McFagg, running around shitting on him. And I don't think he's going to make it. I don't think his plan is going to work. So, in any case, folks, what we have is we have a Whigger problem. The dual seed line Christian identity belief is that you go ahead and allow things to turn to shit for essentially for 120 million Whiggers to die, 180 million Muds. At the very end, what you have is you have 10 million ex-Whiggers and 10,000 warlords. Essentially, you have chaos, and then Jesus Christ comes. Very well, I believe in Great Tribulation. I believe in Jesus Christ's second coming. I believe in the principles of dual seed line Christianity. But if you don't believe in them, still, isn't it a good idea? Can any of you do anything about Jason Todd, Reddy? Can you do anything about the shit that's coming down? The answer is you can't. If you want to go ahead and follow, well, at least the dual seed line Christianity program, what you do is first you get right with Yahweh. Second of all, you go ahead and take a assessment of who's with you, which of your family and which of your friends you want to take with you through the Great Tribulation. And you go ahead and you save the food, you save the ammo, you save the medical supplies to go ahead and bring yourself and them through. And then at the very end, you go ahead and you mop up what remaining regime criminals and Mamzers and Jews remain, and that's what you do to save yourself. Folks, even if you don't believe in, you know, Christian identity, isn't it a good thing to understand that you should only do what you can do? Not be a stupid Whigger, not be with a stupid movement. Because essentially, anybody who had anything to do with a piece of shit like J.T. Reddy, in my view, was already a piece of shit himself here. And folks, I don't believe any of this shit about Mexican drug cartels. I mean, essentially, he just flipped out like another little Jew boy Mamzer. Joe Lee Loftner did a year and a half ago. So first I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And I'm going to go ahead and unmute Andy Donner and we'll hear what he has to say. Hail victory, folks. Yes, I admit we got a Whigger problem. Whiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and from. sister ways you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy drop. I wake up and ride away. If they wake and come to mind, the way they run to and fro, the wings you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, sister wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being caught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, took the wings you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop.
Hey, are you with us?
I am with you, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Okay.
All right, so obviously I'm calling in about the fucktard JT Reddy and his bullshit. So it was last night that we got the email from Harold Covington talking about what went on. And of course, you got my response, responded to you as well. I had to run home from work and take another look at it. My immediate concern was that obviously I want nothing to do with him. He was obvious Zog bullshit from the beginning, you know, constitutional militias, all that stuff. One of those, let's defend the Union people, let's take back America, all that stuff, it's not going to happen. So anybody promoting that, I'm sorry, you're 3, 4, or 5 decades behind. That should be the first clue to anyone, by the way.
I had the cocksucker because he kept on calling me a convicted child molester, even though he was given, you know, proof that he could look at and know that I wasn't. Him and his worthless piece of shit friends here have absolutely no respect for any truth. You know what I mean? So I'm going ahead and listen to him here, and essentially I think it's all Zog false front. I mean, folks, I've been in the militia, and you have people acting like that, running around with gun. When your average chick around here can't go ahead and have a 30-30 running around and, you know, without getting a whole bunch of shit from your local pigs, you know, just over having a freaking deer rifle here at a, quote, militia meeting or even a SKS here without them coming and swarming all over the place and taking your license plate number. I mean, here's this character running around with all this high-tech battle gear. all these other weapons that you have to go ahead, essentially get some sort of permission or a license to use. He's going ahead allegedly detaining illegal beaners, and then nothing happens to them. And then this other guy named, Jeff Harbum goes ahead. He recruits him, and he gets 5 years in prison. Folks, JT Reddy was a Zogbot, tarred here. He runs around with pictures with niggers here. He goes ahead and calls up reporters and says that he's half Jew on his mother's side, and that, yes, he screws niggers. He's going ahead and going along with, running around with a mud shark who has two beaner daughters, who's married to a, Mexican, who has two beaner daughters, and he goes ahead and people were looking, well, what kind of name is Medeiros? Well, I went ahead and you're able to go ahead and look at their Facebook page, and the mother, Lisa Medeiros, only had two names on it, and one was Amber Medeiros. You know what I mean? The other one that got shot. So I actually went ahead and looked at the video, the picture of her Facebook page, and then from then you were able to go ahead and see the other names. And essentially, that's what JT Reddy shot. Is he shot a mud shark, his mud shark girlfriend, shot the girlfriend's daughter, beaner daughter, shot the beaner granddaughter, shot the Whigger boyfriend, beaner daughter. You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
So is this guy a real racial warrior? I don't think so. I mean,
I wouldn't agree. He's not. He's not one of us.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, that's who his character. Who his character friends are, and what you end up getting is that the closest similarity I can go ahead and find to him is a character like Steve Elder, who runs around and talks about all his guns here and is a total coward and runs off. Or let me see, the biggest nut would be Jared Lee Lofner. You know what I mean? And he was a white supremacist until he found out that essentially his grandma and Gabby Gifford's mother went to the same Tucson synagogue. And what you end up having is race mixing between Whiggers and Beaners. I go ahead and see these people, and they're not beautiful people. The mother looked a little bit hot, but the daughter looked like a Beaner. The Whigger boyfriend looked like a sort of Pillsbury doughboy. Supposedly served in Afghanistan, but he looked like he'd let himself go, and he was that old. Maybe he didn't make it. JT Reddy, I was in the Marines. Well, hey, he got kicked out of the Marines in basic training. He spent most of his basic training in the stockade, and that was brought out by people who knew this piece of shit. So here you have a character who essentially, and when I was in the Army, about every cycle, every major intake of about maybe a couple hundred, you start out with about maybe 400, 500 in a basic training brigade here, and by the end, you go ahead and get to about, between 60 and 80%. But every single time, it seems like you have a nut. So when he gets a gun, he acts up. He immediately acts up. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what this JT Reddy was. He didn't even make it. He got a bad conduct discharge. How is this character able to go ahead and run around with all these guns? And, heck, he got a bad conduct discharge. I'm not sure, but I'm not even sure. I think that one of the things you used to be on one of these yellow sheets was, did you get anything other than honorable discharge from the armed services? You know what I mean? So how the hell is he able to go ahead and buy even a long, ordinary long gun, much less all these other goodies that he has?
Well, that's the typical mark of an infiltrator,
yeah.
Of a paid informant.
Yeah.
So, just briefly, one of the things I was concerned with is I myself never bothered to associate with JT Reddy, largely because I'd seen so many of his stupid YouTube videos where he's defending, walking around in major cities in front of people with all of his battle gear on, doing nothing but flashing his weapons, which is about the worst thing you could possibly do. And for a thousand other things. I mean, he's, you know, typical patriotard. So, I was worried, though, immediately for the Northwest Front people who are stupid enough to have anything to do with him. I know there are at least a couple, though not, I don't believe there's anyone that's actually located here who's involved with him. But anyway, so that was the response I sent off to you and Harold Covington right away was, we need to figure out who on our e-hangabout list is associated with them and see to it they know they're about to get a visit. And, of course, today we already got the email from Harold Covington saying, yeah, some people are getting visits. Remember the five words. Well,
don't have nothing to say to you worthless bastards.
That's exactly it.
I'll just tell them to go ahead and read my webpage, just like everybody else. Me, when I heard that the bastard had gone ahead and done this, I thought it was hilarious here. Couldn't happen to a better Jew boy. But, I mean...
It didn't surprise me one bit, and I'm not in the camp that says drug cartels did this, quite frankly. I told the chat before you got on the phone, we need to remember JT Reddy was fucktarded enough to do this. And secondly, your typical Beaner drug gang... We have to ask ourselves the question, are they smart enough to set something up and make it look like a murder-suicide? And lastly, there are two or three people that are regularly quoted in all of the media reports as having been around when it was happening, and they're not saying anything about the drug gangs. So, I mean, there are several people saying nothing about gangs, and they were in the area when it happened. So I have a hard time with the Mexican drug cartel theory myself. I think JT Reddy did it.
Yeah, well, there was this one little liberal bastard here from the New Phoenix Times blog, and he's the one who said that JT Reddy, Brett, you know, used to go ahead and tell about him screwing niggers and about how he was half Q on his mother's side. And essentially, everybody who knew this worthless bastard, I haven't heard one yet here, didn't think, you know, who was surprised at how this worthless bastard met his end. You know what I mean? I sure as hell wasn't. You know, I sure as hell wasn't here. I mean, it's sort of like when we talk about Brian Real. Russ Walker is he's going to go ahead and die in a hail of bullets. And I'm of the opinion is that some of the people he's pissed off is going to go ahead and, you know, knock him in the head, put him in the car, and, oh, he's going to go ahead and be found and videotaped, essentially being skinned out. And then, oh, after about a year or so, he's going to go ahead and find his body in the dumpster with Cousin Ray, the lawyers, or his own genitals in his own mouth here. I mean, me and Russ both have different views of old Brian Real or Jordan Andrews' eventual end. So essentially, none of us is going to think that, you know, that this is a normal, decent person who's going to go ahead and meet a normal, decent man. But, you know, nobody, essentially nobody who knew JT Reddy thought the same thing. He was just a lying clown, totally without any honor, without any integrity, and essentially the characters hung around him, as far as I was concerned, they had no honor, no integrity. Now, it's one thing to go ahead, folks, now the bastard's dead, what happens is that a relative of Dick went ahead and was a Facebook friend of Steve Elder, J.T. Reddy, Tantric Flyer, and a few other, you know, retards, you know, a few other freaking retards. What happens is that about 2 months ago, Pretty Wild Facebook or Jew Book went ahead and essentially took down Harold Covington's, what, fourth or fifth, you know, Jew Book alias, went ahead and took down Northwest Imperative, took down, Steve Elder's Northwest Imperative, you know, Sangria Preserve, as I called it, took down a lot of these tarred pages. And that's one thing you need to ask. How come they didn't take old JT Reddy's? little supposedly racist, you know, JT Reddy for sure. How come they didn't take that down here? They take down, you know, Harold Covington's stuff all the time. They even took down that idiot Steve Elder's thing. I mean, how come they didn't take down his so-called racist site? And the answer is that they want to go ahead and make of him the big neo-Nazi. And you have this character named Pierce who helped author this bill. Essentially, they're going to go, you know, they're going to go ahead and use it like they couldn't use Gerald Lee Loeffner a year and a half ago because it turned out he was a screwed-up Jew boy. Well, I think old Jason Todd Reddy is another little screwed-up Jew boy Mamzer Gollum. So essentially, they're going to make the point he's a white supremacist. And they're going to go ahead and overreach and talk about how hate speech has done this and done that, how we need to go ahead and censor the internet, you know, or all sorts of stupid shit like that. That's what it's going to do. But for people who really knew old JT Reddy, you know, I thought he was an evil, worthless, altogether piece of shit. You know, and at my first blog, sock puppet, I have JT Reddy sock puppet. I just simply said he was going to be Ernst Röhm, you know, tendency, you know, Nazism here. Since I call him a faggot. But he used to have his Facebook page, essentially of a big fat pig getting drunk. That's all he had pictures of, him getting drunk. And essentially, you're just seeing a big fat pig guzzle beer. And essentially, I took one of the most idiotic ones and used that as his, you know, avatar. You know, I mean, a great human being. This JT Reddy was not. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, what you end up having is that Steve Elder and Mack Hogg Wheeloff and these people with Eli James, they're Jew and Mamzer Zogbots. I don't think Harold Covington is having much of anything to do with them. But, you know, I mean, there is no unity in groups here. And that's it. Oh, you sound like you're beating drums in the back.
I do.
Yeah, something.
Well, I actually have the window to my balcony open, and there's traffic back there.
Oh, okay. Oh well, no biggie. Anyway,
no, that's all I had. Obviously, that was a situation I was immediately concerned about. People associated with us and trying to
see
to it. None of them were going to be caught up in this, but at the same time, I had a thought about it this morning. You know, if someone was stupid enough to actually be involved with them, I'm not so sure we want them around. I don't really care at this point, I guess.
The thing about it is you had this character named Dave Wells. You had a number of these characters here, a U.S. border guard, and you know, he was with the NSM. And, you know, it's been pretty well, I mean, really when it comes down to it, Jeff Shoup is married to a fan nigger who has a nigger daughter from previous, you know, marriage. And Jeff Shoup lied and lied and lied and lied. And then what, last year, this one guy, he had his 10-year-old kid go ahead and shoot him in the head at 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. Got him dead with his own gun. And, you know, pretty well, all the stupid crap from the NSM. I mean, why are you, essentially, if you're with the NSM, you might as well just simply say, I am a Mamzer loser who wants to die or go to prison. I mean, what is the point? It's no political point. I mean, essentially you're saying you're a loser by associating with such people. And if you're with such people, why, I would assume that there's something wrong with you. I mean, that's pretty well my position with, I'm listening to old shows of the Movement Turd. I'm putting them up. And I'm listening to one just before I found out the Swordmaster was Brian Reel. And by then I'm beginning to figure out, why is Eli James and why is Fink hanging around with a Mamzer? Why are they hanging around with a Mamzer? And pretty well on Halloween of 2010, well, I figured out the reason is that, well, Eli James is a Jew. And I figured out that Fink was just a lying piece of shit. He went and lied to me. So why are these people, what is the connection with these people? And usually I sort of think that Harold Covington is going to have no solution but rather to go ahead and cut. So essentially, most of these ties have been cut, not by Harold Covington or anything else. He's just simply been cut off by the fact that Facebook has, a month or two ago, went ahead and cut off his, pretty well cut off any relationship they have with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and that may be better.
Well, yeah, I think in many cases some of this disassociation has already happened. Not because it was planned, but simply because of a Jew book going ahead and setting them off here. And I was pretty well worried about people who don't have jobs, who essentially run around and talk about nothing but guns, who go ahead and act for censorship of anybody else who disagrees with them, and who essentially doesn't know how to behave, doesn't know how to act. I mean, such people you're better off without. And I'm quite sure you're going to have a lot of people saying, well, hey, I don't have anything to do with the NSM. This Ashkenazi asswipe or Anchorage activist, before this thing came up the other day, was talking about this guy from New Jersey that's pretty well abandoned. Jeff Shoup is creating his own little Nazi outfit. And pretty well this Rocky Sudhaya character, he's going ahead and bringing up his ANP. And I'm not sure about old Paul Mullett. Paul Mullett is just a petty thief or a petty criminal. He understands absolutely nothing about Christian identity. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to make him into a great Aryan Nation leader. Morris Gillette. I haven't heard anything from Morris Gillette for a month or two. And pretty well, it just seems like these little grouplets, I mean, they're all just sort of running, they're all sort of falling apart anyway. And I have no idea whether or not, this character sticks with flipped, or whether or not he just simply had a bad day. His dear girlfriend told him to leave the house, and he decided that, hey, I can't have that. He comes back in with guns, he goes ahead and shoots a mud shark, shoots a daughter, shoots a granddaughter, shoots the daughter's, wigger boyfriend. I mean, if you go ahead and look, and Don Pauly pretty well set me straight to it, but I was looking myself here, and I was going ahead and looking on Amber, Mendelos or something, Mender, I forgot what her last name was, some beaner name. And essentially, you go ahead and you look at the Facebook pages. That's what it was. A mud shark, her beaner daughter, beaner granddaughter, wigger boyfriend, and JT Reddy. I mean, the easiest thing to figure out is that this fucked up critter just went ahead and just went nutsoid and started killing. You know what I mean? Right? So.
Fair enough. That's all I wanted to address was, I'm not going to lie, I chuckled a little. It was JT Reddy because I figured he was someone that would do this, but I just, oh well.
Anyway, it's sort of like what happened 2 years ago, in April. I don't know what it is. I guess you could call it, post-March Madness. But 2 years ago, Kurt Maynard went ahead and killed his beaner wife. Killed her boyfriend, killed the beaner boyfriend's daughter, then supposedly ran wild with SKS and shot himself. I mean, he was just, he pulled JT Reddy had a Kurt Maynard moment. You know what I mean? And then the next day, this nigger faggot went ahead, nice old Dickie Barrett here. That was even better. I had a little bit of use for Kurt Maynard. At least Kurt Maynard would go ahead and tell me, you know, tell me about Corn Cob and Mike the Kite Delaney and his Jew boyfriend. And essentially, I had, you know, Kurt Maynard actually had some redeeming qualities. Dickie Barrett had absolutely none. And essentially, Kurt Maynard goes ahead, shoots a bunch of beaner, you know, shoots his, you know, beaner wife, goes ahead and, you know, then shoots himself, shoots a bunch of other beaners, shoots himself, and then, you know, this nigger faggot goes ahead, nice old Dickie Barrett here, you know, all Dickie Barrett just wants to go ahead and have rough prison sex with the nigger. I mean, you know, to be honest with you, I laughed about it. Of course, Jim Giles, he was satisfied about that too. He liked it too. There are a bunch of people who like that. So I'd say JT Reddy had a Kurt Maynard moment. How's that? Right? Because that's all it is here. I mean, you go ahead and compare him to Kurt Maynard and Gerald Lee Loeffner, and, you know, I mean, I don't think he was even as good as Gerald Lee Loeffner here. I mean, two boys would go ahead and go nuts. So, anyway, I will not miss that worthless bastard at all. I'm glad that evil worthless bastard is dead. I think he's a Jew. I know he's a nut. I know he's a Zogbot. I don't miss that worthless bastard one bit. If it's the rest of, you know, by the way, you know, Spermfoot has gone ahead and deleted a whole bunch of his posts. I don't know if Andy's still on there.
Oh, I hear you.
You know,
so I've got no further comments, so I'll probably go ahead and disconnect and just listen.
Okay. Well, Earth Spurfront has gone ahead and been running around deleting his comments. The only way you can go ahead and find out where these comments were at was go ahead and check old VNNF, because you have Wiggerswill. You have Wiggerswill and Congenitally Create Tarded going ahead and saying is that they knew that old JT Reddy was a nutcase. By the way, old, Wiggerswill and, old Hatting, they're running wild. They're still running wild here. But, anyway, I don't really miss the bastards at all here. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead, and since, Andy's gone ahead and got off here, or, you know, well, not got off, but left, the chat here, I'm going to go ahead and take another break, and then we'll come back, and I'll go ahead and address some of the issues that I see in the chat. So, folks, hail victory.
Hell. Oh no, oh yeah, all right. sunset strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Load my keys with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to sunset strip. I don't wanna go to sunset strip. I don't wanna feel the emptiness. Load my keys with stupid band names. I don't wanna go to sunset strip.
Okay, folks, we're back. I went ahead and saved the chat. Anyway, Frank Wager, I'd like to think I'm still coherent here. I think I like to think I have most of my marbles. But when you go ahead and you look at the bowel movement, running to and fro, and you're always eating slop, you got to realize is that you have these characters, and they all have their own delusions. And most of the time, they think it's delusions of grandeur, but most of the time, it's just delusions of adequacy. It's not normal. Under normal circumstances, do any of you folks think that if you pulled a tenth of what old Jutard Reddy did, do you think that you wouldn't be arrested or possibly shot by a SWAT team? Shot first and then questions asked later. Heck, they had a thing, an item in the news about this chink, this goop character, who essentially got arrested by federal pigs, DEA agents, thrown in jail without food and water for 4 days. Now, folks, you can go ahead and go without food, but without water, this guy could have died. He's trying to sue Zog for $20 million. I guess that's $5 million a day. Okay. Left them for 4 days. Now, does anybody really think you could pull a quarter of what JT Reddy pulled without being shot or cuffed and stuffed? The answer is no. Folks, if I ran around with a gun or something like that, the pigs here are so freaking scared of me, they'd take that as an excuse to just go ahead and fill my dick so full of lead I could use it as a pencil. That's why I went ahead and looked here. JT Reddy had absolutely no sense, no decency, no honor. Same way with other characters like Eli James and Finkelschini, Dan Johns, and the rest. They go ahead and they're here and they whine about Jews, and yet they have all the characteristics of Jews themselves. I'm hoping that that whoever went ahead and took that picture of these two Jews framing Rahm Emanuel, and the youngest one looks like Eli James's younger twin brother, will go ahead. I bet that Jew was a relation to Eli James back before he claimed to be Joseph November, maybe back when before he became Joseph Cutts. Wouldn't surprise me a bit if essentially that Jew boy with the rabbi with the hat was squeezed out of Eli James's Jew sister's pussy. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Turns out that this here one character goes ahead and says that JT Reddy called him, had pictures, claims that he's screwing nigger women. Goes ahead and has pictures with niggers dressed as Statue of Liberty. Goes ahead and says, I'm thinking, rethinking racism. These poor Mexicans that were running around are actually just economic fugitives. He goes ahead and he calls this guy and says that, hey, I'm half Jewish on my mother's side. Folks, maybe JT Reddy was telling the truth that one time. Or maybe he's just a liar, just like usual. But the closest thing I can think of to compare JT Reddy is sort of like a combination of Kurt Maynard and Gerald Lee Loeffner. Creatures that the Jews use. And they put some pressure on them. And then, if you can go ahead and tell, he goes ahead and snaps. Kills the mud shark. Folks, there's no doubt. I've gone ahead and looked at this picture of Lisa. What the hell was her name? Let's go ahead and look at this again. I call it another golden moment, my golden years. Folks, I remember when I was in Nuthouse, I heard that Trader Glenn Miller's last remaining non-faggot spawn went ahead and killed a Good Samaritan character who'd gone ahead and, helped himself and his mother, Margaret Miller. Okay? Well, no, I mean, Prostink is more like Curly Howard material. Mike the Cat, the lady, is more like Curly Howard material. He looks like he could be the fourth stooge with that round head and that sort of long hose nose of his. Anyway, let me see. Where am I at here? Well, I tend to doubt it. See, old Mike the Kike Delaney is a complete pussy here. Of course, J.D. Ray was a complete pussy, too. But let's go ahead and look at this here. This character, you go ahead and you look at this, at the mother, Lisa Menderos. I don't know if her Facebook page is still up. But essentially, her profile was 10000243487982, something like that. And she looks sort of like Jane Fonda. See, they had Pierce Morgan and they had old Ted Turner there. Looks sort of like a younger Jane Fonda. She looks like a nice white woman. You know what I mean? Okay, and she's in a relationship. Not anymore, she's not. But here's her daughter, Amber Menderos. And you see a little beaner kid. You see a beaner woman and a beaner kid. Slant eyes, brown skin. And you go ahead and you went ahead and clicked on her friend's page and came back to Lisa Menderos. But if you go ahead and look at Lisa Menderos' page, you see, essentially she has two. She has two friends, Amber Menderos and Jim Bob Hyatt. Who's Jim Bob Hyatt? He's the Whigger, who is the spawner of her grand niglet. He lives at the house. So here is JT Reddy, living with a mud shark, her two daughters, two beaner daughters, beaner granddaughter, and I guess Jim Bob Hyatt. Go ahead and look. Folks, I went ahead and seen that. I went ahead and seen the Amber Medeiros thing on one of the... Where was it? It was on one of the Fox News videos. Went to Facebook, they're still up there. I'm not sure if they're there still now. And then you go ahead and find, well, here's Jim Bob Hyatt. Okay. Well, Jim Bob Hyatt. Then you go ahead and see a picture from his Facebook profile, you see? So a fat wigger. Be your mother. Beaner baby. Then you see a picture of a fat pig running around with a little, you know, looking like a Zogborg or a Zogbot Jew fag. You know what I mean? This character never served anywhere because he didn't make out of basic training. Why didn't he make it out of basic training? Because he was too much of a nut. You know what I mean? Well, Bill St. James is a Jew here, you know. He is a Jew, that's right here. Okay. So, do you think Zog will set up Bill Fink? No, Zog didn't have to set up Bill Fink. Bill Fink should be off probation, sometime this month. Sometime this month, old Finkelstein's going to be off of probation. He served 85% of the sentence. Should be off. Do they really need to go ahead and put any pressure on Finkelstein? The answer is no. Finkelstein is pretty well talking, you know, talking papist preterism with the other mamsers. Why would they have to go ahead and do something like that with Fink? Besides, Fink's hobby isn't running around taking a gun and killing people. What Fink gets off here is having a position like being a policeman or a jailer and going ahead and killing prisoners who are shackled. Fink probably doesn't have even as much balls as JT Reddy did. Of course, JT Reddy didn't have that much balls. He was just a fat pig. He's just a tub of lard who ran around. That's all he was. He was on steroids. You go ahead and you look. He had a quick wit. Jewish impudence. He was well spoken. Let me go ahead and grant that. But folks, I've gone ahead and clicked on his YouTube when he talks about the Second Amendment and First Amendment. And folks, this cocksucker was begging and pleading and pissing and moaning for Harold Covington to go ahead and censor me. So was Steve Elder. So was Mac Hogg Wheelos. So was, Claudia, the tantric flyer, Claudia. So was old Rita Bradshaw. I'm going to leave unless you censor him. Well, by then, Covington had gone ahead and lost control of Northwest Imperative. So I said, okay, you stupid twat. He hasn't censored me. He promised to leave. How come he ain't gone yet? Folks, all these people, they hate someone. tell them something, you know, different than what they want to believe here. They don't believe in the rights of other people to talk. They just believe that whatever they want is theirs right now. Right now. Okay? Anyway, I'm looking at this here. Okay, I'm going ahead and looking at that here. Okay. Well, Fink is a Catholic Jew. Okay? Let me see. Why, yeah, I'm glad to hear they're more boring than me. Folks, right now, I've looked at old Whigger News now. I got stocked up on there. Essentially, they're yapping the same stupid crap to where we got to prove we're white nationalists. We got to go ahead and prove, you got to go ahead and believe that somebody like JT Reddy, why, Mexican drug cartels went ahead and killed him. Folks, why would Mexican cartels just go ahead and just go to that one house and then not go ahead and shoot their way through? Well, they kill 40,000 people one year in Mexico, cut off their heads, kill the police, shoot them at their own stations. You end up having a beaner narcotic civil war. And occasionally it comes across here just like it did in 1916 in Columbus, New Mexico. Back then, what the white man did is they mounted a punitive expedition to go ahead and chase down Pancho Villa in 1916. And you end up having Black Jack Pershing and George Patton. And who else here? I'm not sure if old Kuykenhauer was in on it either. But it used to be that if you had a Mexican invasion, what happens, the United States Army would go ahead and invade Mexico and go ahead and shoot a bunch of beaners and then just go ahead and pull back after they shot enough beaners to pretty well tell the beaners to stay on their own damn side of the river. Of course, when you had John Wesley Hardin going ahead and controlling the immigration problem, you didn't even have that problem with Mexico. So, folks, you had this problem with beaners running wild, but no, this was not. I mean, folks, when you go ahead and say stupid crap like drug cartels are trying to keep JT Reddy is the biggest help that illegal beaners have. Because what he is, he's just a tar. He'll catch one or two beaners and then, you know, hold the beaner and essentially give them to the INS, and the INS will go ahead and catch and release. I mean, that's usually what Obongo's doing now, is catch and release beaners. Catch a beaner, okay, has he been convicted of a major crime that we can tell? And folks, usually the beaners end up having, since they have the same names and they all look alike anyway, they go ahead and have about three or four, you know, fake IDs. Three or four fake green cards. So they can commit a crime and then, hey, because they're about to get caught, sneak across the border and come back as a different beaner somewhere else, different state. You end up having that all the time here. Folks, it's not like if I went down there, not with a poodle shooter, an AR-15 or whatever, shooting the beaners. But if I went down there, say, a 30-06, and started gut-shooting beaners, filming them dying in the hot sun, pretty well tell them, you know, look, beaners, this is what's going to happen to you if you come to this country. Folks, does anybody think that, you know, I'd have more to worry about the Mexican drug cartels or essentially the Zog government, which doesn't want people shooting these damn beaners? That was up to me. They'd be given 30 days to clear out. And then for all the big industrialists, I've gone ahead, I already talked about this in program number 30-something, that essentially if you need to have beaners to do your agricultural, you know, produce or pluck your chickens or pull their guts out or something like that, what you do is you pay the white man's wages, but you don't pay them that. You go ahead and essentially you pay into the local authorities and the rest. Their money. You go ahead and give the beaner half, and you make the beaner go ahead and stay in a barracks. And essentially, they're not allowed to go ahead and get outside of the barracks or the workplace, be it the fields or be it, you know, the Tyson plant. And they work for what? Oh, 90 days or 6 months, and then they get trucked back. There's no more anchor babies. There's not going to be any beaners sneaking out. There's not going to be any beaners committing crimes. Now, since if you need beaner labor, then you pay for it, and you pay a white man's wage, but essentially the beaner doesn't get the white man's wage. Essentially, the government, which is in charge of making sure that these beaners behave themselves and that they are essentially behind wire for the night in a barracks. Pretty well, it's, you know, a lot of it's used to pay for the guards to go ahead and make sure, you know, that you count the beaners, you bring them back. And you don't let any violent beaners in, you don't let, you know, I mean, essentially they're there to work. And when they get work here, they have something to take home, and maybe once a month you can let them go to the Walmart. Take something back and board the bus with them. But that's it. I remember when I used to take chicken to the boat. This Russian, big old Russian freighter, where we'd go ahead and put them nasty old Tysons and Simmons leg quarters and thighs. 10 cents a pound, rather than grind up into dog food, because Americans didn't want it, the Russians wanted to eat it. Go ahead and send food to Russia in 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996, when I used to drive a chicken truck. Used to go ahead and pick up this chicken at Fort Smith or Little Rock, and then essentially Federal Express it down 49, cross weather, wasn't hardly any scales. Then go down 61 to Gulfport, sometimes to Pascagoula. And essentially what you would have is that you would have these Russians, and most of the time they'd be on their boat, big old rusty boat, where they have clotheslines, and occasionally you go ahead and see them in a group under supervision at the Walmart. Folks, why can't you do that? But no, we are being replaced by beaners on purpose. In the meanwhile, Zog is falling apart because Uyghurs can't pay for themselves and things are falling apart. And people wonder, why? You know, why is this taking place here? Well, folks, it's taking place because Jews and Uyghurs, both Democrat and Republican, want it to happen. And this character, J.T. Reddy, he's not even a speed bump. He's just nothing more than a Zogbot. If he had been, you know, what he has done is that he has seriously embarrassed the state senator who went ahead and passed this Arizona Immigration Act, because now the senator who went ahead and essentially, from my state senator in whose committee this Arizona bill was passed, you're going to say, well, hey, you have racist maniacs who kill little baby beaters in that. And folks, we don't even know if this character was switched on. He was allowed to go ahead and make an ass clown of himself. He had a sense to where he could do whatever the hell he wanted to do. He had no sense of honor. He had no sense of decency. He was nothing more than a liar. And he goes ahead, and maybe as much, you know, he goes ahead, maybe slaps around his mud shark, for, you know, girlfriend. She tells him, I'm tired of you going ahead and looking down on my daughters and granddaughter and going ahead and bullying this little Uyghur here who, you know, is going to make a good husband to my beard, you know, daughter. She's a father, you know, she's a father of this here little, you know, this little beanerette or whatever. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of being slapped around. I'm tired of being treated like shit here by an abusive piece of shit like you, you know, Jason. I want you not to come back here. And what happens is that, hey, I'm not sure if the pigs came out. I'm not sure if they're ready to come out. I don't know what the deal is, but I think it's quite consistent. He went ahead and pulled a Gerald Lee Lochner. Essentially, I was my shark girlfriend. And her daughter, and her granddaughter, and the boyfriend, who was the spawner of the granddaughter. Folks, none of this crap. I mean, the simplest explanation is this character essentially had a bunch of guns. He was a nut. And essentially nobody told him no. And so he did whatever the hell he wanted to. And then he went ahead and figured out, hey, you know, I'm not going to go very good here in the Arizona jail filled with beaners. So he goes ahead and shoots himself. I think it's, you know, I mean, I wish he'd gone ahead and taken out a few pigs here as well. But folks, he didn't do that. So what to think of this character here? I think he's a total piece of shit. And what you end up having is on, you know, on sperm front here, you end up having old Don Black and Jack Poot and David Duck going ahead and saying, time to go ahead and hide or delete all these threads, even though Southern Poverty Law Center has already gone ahead and taken them, you know, down, along with the NSA. Folks, you ended up having old, VNNF fucktards like congenitally created, Wiggerswill Wheelos, going ahead and repeating, you know, some of the retarded shit that JT Reddy put down. You have Wigger News Now going ahead and, oh, he must have been set up. Well, no, this worthless bastard was not set up ever, okay? Well, folks, you go ahead and look. You can go ahead and see. You know, I went ahead and took those, I went ahead and took screenshots of those pictures and put it on mamsers.org because, folks, I don't think those Facebook pages are going to be up for very much longer. You know what I mean? Sambal Hyatt. Fat Wigger. Folks, you went ahead and seen this character in the Army, you wouldn't think a single thing of him. Just another Wigger. Another Wigger who, you know, wants that beaner pussy. Went ahead and got that beaner pussy. Went ahead and shot a wad, has a little baby beaner. Okay? Menderos. I guess it's a Portuguese name. Don't really matter. You know, I don't know what this woman's maiden name was. She's married to this guy named Hugo Menderos. I have no idea what this woman's maiden name was. 47 years old, doesn't look bad. But she's not going to get very many more birthdays, thanks to old JT Reddy. I mean, she must have been really hard up to go ahead and go on a pig like JT Reddy. Okay? Folks, the pictures don't lie. You go ahead and see what is going on. Go ahead and see what's going on. And folks, I think the only politically real way to go ahead and bring it up is that this JT Reddy was a Jew Zogbot. He went ahead and flipped. He got told no by this woman who went ahead and discovered she had a set of balls, and she told him, I ain't no more of this shit. He went nuts with a gun. He went in and shot her, her daughter, her granddaughter, her son-in-law, and then himself. That's the best way to go ahead and spin this. And the virtue of it is probably the truth. Probably the truth. None of the stupid crap that was laughable. It was Mexican drug cartels. They just went in there and it wasn't like the Columbus, New Mexico invasion of 1916. No. JT Reddy was a buffoon. He was no danger at all. He was a Zogbot himself. So what to do about this sort of thing? And the answer is, the smartest thing to do is just simply cut your losses. Figure out this character was a piece of shit. And what you do, before you have any more trouble. And from what I gather, Covington has pretty well distanced himself from Steve Elder, distanced himself from Obi Genderbender, Pisser Poofter Possum. I mean, Obi Genderbender is just such a demanding little whiny little sneak that, from what I gather, I think Obi Genderbender was telling Covington what to do. Covington said, well, screw that. I don't need that. I'm the one who runs my Northwest Imperative thing, not some character I don't even know who calls himself Obadiah 118. He'll essentially swine like a pussy every time. You know, you go ahead and talk about Linstead. Yeah, Linstead's an asshole. Well, hey, Covington's an asshole too here. I mean, if you want to be effective, you're going to end up having to be an asshole to somebody. A lot of times, an asshole to everybody. You know, that's just the way things are. And, you know, as I look at here, these are characters here. We investigate this matter. No, well, what is so hard to understand? This character. And you have them in every basic training cycle. If you ever went through basic training, this is the Army. In the Marines, I'm in the Marines, it's even tougher. In the Marines, I had a bad leg here. Physically, I was just a B level candidate. You know, mentally, I was an A plus. B, you know, I mean, mentally or physically, I was just a B. Essentially, you know, at the end of the Carter Army, they were taking anything they could get, and essentially they wanted some smart, you know, college boys who paid for the first 2 years and got through community college, and wanted the Army to go ahead and pay for the last 2 years. They offered us a 2-year program to target the nuclear missiles. Can you do the math? Yes. Can you go ahead and speak on the radio? Yes. Can you go ahead and understand, you know, pretty well the things about how you are not Rambo? Essentially what you do is you take the tracked vehicle out in the woods, you set up directional antennas, you go ahead and know how to start and keep the generators working, you know how to go ahead and do manually or with the aid of a handheld calculator or with the aid of a 300-pound field artillery digital automatic computer run by tapes. And folks, only one guy in the section knew how to go ahead and program this vacuum tube computer from 1957 with tapes. Most of the time we did not dick with it other than when it was time to go ahead and put on a dog and pony show, because essentially the Texas Instruments 59, which was a programmable calculator, which had a little chip in it, which ran on a little prick, battery-carried radio battery, was what we end up using. That's what we end up using. Didn't have a problem using it. Okay? So, folks, you end up, I remember... You know, this one character is some sort of WOP from New Jersey. And essentially, he went nutsoid when it came time to get on the range and qualify with your M16. You had to qualify with your M16 in the Army. You know what I mean? You know, as I said, the Marines were looking for a few good men. Essentially, the Army was looking for whatever it could get. You know, it was be all you could be, as we sung, which is one quarter of what you were, you dumb fuck, when you went in. And there's this nutcase, you know, he was some Guido from Jersey, and he goes ahead and he talks back to a nigger drill sergeant and aims the old M16, you know, with a magazine. But stupid Guido didn't understand that you had to have one chamber, so essentially what happens, the nigger drill sergeant went ahead and convinced him to lay down the M16. And then the nigger drill sergeant and then all the other drill sergeants went ahead and piled on top of them. There were five or six on top of that bastard. They went ahead and they tied him up, called the MPs, and kicked that worthless bastard out of the Army. That day. You know, he was gone in 15 minutes. It only lasted 15 minutes. The rest of us are just looking. And from what I gather, you have one or two of them who essentially the recruiting sergeant went ahead and brought in to make quota, and they're not only retards, they're not only Category 4 in intelligence, but they're nutcases. They're nutcases. People who do not believe in taking a shower and don't even learn when they get a GI party. And for my gear, JT Reddy was one of them. He was a fat boy. And even when they're taking the bottom of the barrel to bring in to the Marines and think that they can make a man out of that fat pig, from what I gather, the Marines gave up on trying. The Marines gave up on trying. Now, folks, I never was gyrene material. I did have a bad leg here, even back then, although I was better. You know, I mean, I could go ahead and break into a trot. I could go ahead and pass the running part. Of the PT exercise. I, you know, started in, you know, came in at 215 pounds, came out 205 pounds here. Most fittest that you are will ever be is when you graduate basic training. Of course, by this time you will learn to sleep on your feet in formation. You will learn a whole bunch of other things here that you didn't think you could do. Okay, and that's the whole purpose of basic training is to learn to take orders, learn a little bit about how to go ahead and run things. And it looks like old Russ is here, and it's a pity he was in New Zealand juicing a sheep here. Maybe he can call in and, I don't think he's going to juice JT Reddy. I'm glad Russ is here. Okay, yeah, ask him about juicing a sheep. Well, Russ, if you're in, the joke was is that you were wandering the wilds of New Zealand. You had brought along your Jack Lane juicer, that you were running around juicing an emu or a wallaby or a kangaroo or a sheep or two. And so we'll ask if you did bring you know, if you call in at the home phone, we'll ask if you... did go ahead juice a sheep or you know anything else, if you take your Jack LaLanne juicer with you, and we'll go ahead and get your opinion, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll go ahead and say Hail Victory, and we'll be back in a minute here. Okay, Russ, call in.
They claim to be wild Indians from the plains. Oh, but they ain't a shucking me, they're colored people. We'll make cowboys and niggers our new game. Last night when I come home, I was warmly greeted. Not by my sweet wife saying, hello, dear. Instead, it was, hello, doll. What, Mammy Gemma? Says, how does you like us dark folks living here? Won't you go?
Hello. Is that you, Russ? Russ, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Russ. Can you hear me? Russ, can you hear me? Russ. Maybe we got a bad connection here. Russ. Russ.
Hey.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello, Russ, can you hear me? Oh, boy. Well, here. Let's see. No, Russ is not calling from the nursing home here. Let's see. Maybe he's calling from the wilds of New Jersey. Maybe he's gone ahead and trapped him in Emu. Russ, call in. Call back in. Hello, Russ. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, previously couldn't hear. So, you went to New Zealand, right?
Yep. I was there 2 weeks.
Are you back? So you're back, right?
I wasn't intending to call in, to be honest, because I'm still getting over it. I had about 9, 10 hours. I didn't sleep for 2 days to come back. It took me 2 days to come home.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, how many miles is it to New Zealand from North Carolina?
About 9,600.
Okay, well, it can't be more than, what, 12,000 miles because the Earth is only that big
right
here. Let me see. Here's a question that's being asked here. Did you take your Jack LaLanne juicer to New Zealand?
No.
No. Okay, so that means you didn't juice an emu or a kangaroo or a sheep or anything, right?
Nothing. There are so many sheep down there, it's unbelievable. There must be 60 or 70 million sheep in New Zealand. It's incredible.
Well, if you took your juicer, I don't think anybody would have noticed if you'd gone ahead and just, you know, sort of like a Jack Ripper here, just snuck the little thing behind a rock and juiced it. I don't think anybody would have noticed it here. You know what I mean?
First of all, they have different voltages down there.
Oh, okay, well, so you had to take a you had to go ahead and get you a transformer like I used to in Germany here to, you know, hook up the juicer, right?
Well, I didn't do it.
They didn't have any juicer. They didn't have any juicers you could rent.
No, but I saw one for sale. I mean, they have it available down there, but I didn't buy one, of course. But I see have them there.
Okay.
I'm still blocked in case anybody is sending me nasty messages or not.
Oh, are they? You're blocked on your email?
Yeah.
Well, I noticed about a day or so you started sending me emails again about how you weren't going to eat no more wheat or anything like that here.
That was about 2 weeks ago, so that's right.
No, I mean a day or so ago here you started sending messages again. Or maybe that was yesterday. But in any case, so what took you to New Zealand? Just to go there then?
Just to see the place, that's all.
Well,
the scenery down there is spectacular. It is absolutely spectacular. It's a very volcanic island. It's racked by earthquakes. I was down in Christchurch, and I was disappointed because the whole downtown area down there is fenced off. You cannot. They're taking the cathedral down block by block. Christchurch, the cathedral is a Church of England cathedral. They should take down all Church of England facilities around the world, as far as I'm concerned. But that's a side point. But the earthquake damage down there is unbelievable. They've reported those earthquakes to the U.S. news media, but until you're down there and actually see them, you can't imagine how bad they are.
Okay. Well, so did you have fun, or you just went there to go ahead and look, or?
Yeah, just as a tourist. That's all.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you went out to the countryside and seen all the sheep, huh?
Well, the country's very rural.
Mm-hmm.
The country is very rural, and there are an awful lot of sheep. It's unbelievable how many sheep they have there. They've got cows, too. They also have deer farms, red deer.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they harvest the deer antler velvet for the Japanese market or the Chinese market, or it's an aphrodisiac or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Different, I don't know.
Huh. Well, I'm looking at Aaron Burnett. They're talking about adult sex slaves here, but I was looking at this nigger, and I don't know who would go ahead and hire him for a sex slave. But, Anyway, well, they have a bunch of white people, or they have some MUDs running around there, or...
There, I saw a number of Chinese, mostly from Malaysia. I think they're mostly tourists, but they say right now that there are 1,000 people leaving New Zealand every day. They can't get jobs down there. When I was in Australia last year, they said that there were 1 million New Zealanders, Kiwis they call them, in Australia working there.
Hmm.
So it's a gorgeous country, but economically it's on its rear end.
Well, I don't know. What do you really need? I mean, if you go ahead, I'm quite sure the Japanese wouldn't mind eating a sheep or two. He might go ahead and give you a camera or a small stereo system or a computer for one. I mean,
anyway,
what happens is that, you know, the Japanese, they used to have early March, they used to have 50-some nuclear power plants. Now they only have one running in the entire country, and what they're doing is they're importing liquid natural gas from Russia. And they're pretty well paying quite a bit of stuff because they've gone ahead and shut down not only the defective nuclear plants, they've gone ahead and shut down all of them except for one. And pretty well they're going back to fossil fuel. And I think it's just a short-run thing here. There's some people who say that essentially Japan might go ahead and renounce modern industrialization here. Pretty well their population is getting older and older and older, and I guess what they're using pretty well their foreign reserves to go ahead and buy liquid natural gas from Russia to run their, you know, to go ahead and power their power plants. They've shut down, what? Well, every single one except one. They're talking about shutting it down too. So, where are they going to get the electricity for that? And the answer is, well, they're talking about, well, pretty well taking it, you know, pretty well taking over. Whereas with in the United States, I was looking at this gook who won the, you know, Survivor a couple of years ago. He was called American Infrastructure or something like that. So on PBS, and essentially we're talking about the food. And Tuesday night, they were going ahead and showing where America gets all its power. And half, you know, better than half the power in the United States is powered by, you know, electrical production is powered by coal.
Oh, that's right.
And, about 15-20% of it is from the Powder River in Wyoming, which started way back in 1976. And now it's up to where they are loading up about 100 trains a day. And these trains are about a mile and a half long.
Yeah, that's a low sulfur coal out there. That's the reason they use the Wyoming coal.
Well, it's low sulfur coal, yeah. And I've often wondered why they don't just go ahead and take the ash back in the coal cars, take the used ash back in the coal cars and just simply go ahead and put in another hole, have a plastic liner or something, just put it, you know, just go ahead and put it back in the hole and, essentially do that sort of thing. I've often wondered about that here because what they've done is that in many cases they put this coal ash, which has a lot of mineral, it has a lot of, mercury and cobalt and a lot of other materials like that. And they've been putting it into little, ash pits here. And every so often, like happened in Kentucky a couple of years ago, one of these ash pits goes ahead and, you know, makes a hole. And then it goes ahead and, poisons everything downstream to Nashville, to the Ohio River, and all this sort of thing.
Here, Martin, let me get off. I've got to go back to sleep.
Well, I was glad you could call in, Russ, and maybe you'll feel better. And everybody was wondering whether or not you juiced the sheep. So the answer is you didn't juice a sheep or anything, did you?
It's a sheep.
Okay.
Beautiful animals. There are just millions of them just out in the fields. But anyway.
Well, they got to be used for something. Don't they eat them sheep or nothing?
Well, they do, but it's the wool. They export the wool.
Okay.
It's an agriculture company. I mean, I don't know where they export the wool to, but they export the wool.
Well, I imagine they go ahead and eat one or two of them here. One that's sort of like these old layer hens. You go ahead and eat, you know, a real old sheep or something before it croaked off here. You'd have some, well, not lamb chops. They wouldn't, you know, ewe chops. Well,
I swam when I was down there, but the sheep are for the main feature of the country, but everywhere. Okay, I'll see you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you called in, Ross. Hail victory. Okay. Well, folks, I was glad that Ross called in, and he's probably been not hearing about JT Ready, so we'll go ahead and take about a 2 or 3 minute break. Hail victory, folks.
She did what? Oh, no. She ran off with another guy. She didn't even say goodbye. She'll never find a love like mine or bigger. She took the TV and the stereo. She wrote a check for all my dough. But to top it all, she ran off with a nigger. She ran off with a nigger. 6'8" buck. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. It really came as no surprise. I guess I saw it in her eyes. I knew that it would happen, and it did. My pappy said, I told you so. She broke my heart, and now I know I never should have married that black little bitch anyway. She ran off with a nigger, 6'8" buck. He's got a pink Mark IV with his name on the door. And all I can say is, well, fuck. Crying out loud, why'd you do me this way? If I had a gun, I'd pull the trigger. She took my car that I just paid for and ran off with a nigger. Oh, she broke my heart and tore me apart when she ran off with a nigger.
Okay, folks, I'm back. I've been going ahead and looking at the comments on the chat room. Folks, you gotta wonder, why is it you'll have a few sperm front tards going ahead and yapping that, oh, what happens is a setup by a drug cartel. Yet at the same time, here are the the sperm front moderators going ahead and deleting or hiding all the JT Ready threads that they can. At the very least, it sounds to me like they're certainly hedging their bets now, aren't they? Now, Frank Wigger says, if JT Ready was ready to snap, he'd have called up the drug cartels and had him got into a gunfight. You're into a gunfight with them. Well, folks, I greatly doubt that. I mean, let's say I wanted to go ahead and, wanted to go ahead and get in a confrontation with the Newton County pigs. Why would I go ahead and call them up and tell them to come out, shoot me now, shoot me now, shoot me now? Couldn't have JT Ready just simply, well, gone out to the border without a video camera and gut shot a few beaners? Instead, he decided to go ahead. It looks to me like the beaners that he gut shot were the ones he was living with. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, it's all very well and good here, but it, you know, this is a non-winner for any Uyghur nationalist trying to go in and talk about how JT Reddy was set up by old drug cartels. Well, essentially, the police investigation will go ahead and reveal, you know, for good or bad. I mean, you know, if you want to believe in drug cartels or something like that, I guess you can believe that. You can go ahead and believe the moon is made out of green cheese. You can go ahead and believe that Jeremy Visser is white, that Brian Rio is white. You can believe whatever you want, but the end result, Winston is next. Prepare to die, Winston. Well, folks, this is what makes this show what it is. It's tards. Tards make the turd roar. Now, sometimes it's rather flatulent roar, but, you know, it's a rather thunder roar into a thunder pot or a chamber pot or a toilet bowl, but tards do make the turd roar. Well, folks, I guess I'll worry about Zog going ahead and cacking me when it occurs here. My life is on Yahweh's time, and I'm going to worry about that when Yahweh tells me to worry. And he hasn't told me to worry. In fact, I've been pretty well relaxed the last couple of days. And folks, it's just like when I was in a nut house. It was March 2008. It looked like, essentially, this damn piece of shit judge was going to keep on insisting that I have a public pretender, and I was going to stay in the nut house indefinitely and be doped up indefinitely. And, you know, pretty well in July 3rd, 2007, essentially he went ahead and forced upon me again, just like the previous judge, a public pretender. And he waited until December 31st before he figured out the obvious. Is that guess what? He couldn't force a public pretender on me because the public pretender's office refused to be forced because they didn't want to go ahead and defend, a bastard who would just shit on them the entire time. And he had his own money for a private attorney. So essentially this piece of shit judge was lost here. Here it is in March. It was before the new psychiatrist, Uyghur psychiatrist, who's always a libertoon, got out of medical school and went over to Gulman. And I told him, hey folks, if you want to clear up a bed, just take me off this forced medication, then there's no reason for me to be up here. You can send me back to Newton County. You can say whatever the hell you want. You can say you cured me. I don't give a shit. Just go ahead and take me off forced medication. Let me go. Let me go back to Newton County to stand trial, or at least a preliminary hearing, to determine whether or not there's actual even reason to believe that I was kissing my grandson's pee-pee somewhere between March and August of 2003? And what happens, this libertoon psychiatrist sort of seen the sense here. I mean, why shouldn't I clear up this bed? Why shouldn't I go ahead and clear up this bed? He's beginning to talk about suing people. Why do I need to have this, this bastard who has no respect for the doctors and for the social workers and for the staffers or anybody else here? Why should I go ahead, essentially, and put up with him, just call me an idiot? Why don't I just go ahead and take him off forced medications? Just take him off forced medications. Let him choose whether or not voluntarily to take medications. And if he ain't climbing the walls, he ain't going ahead and hitting people, if he ain't assaulting people, and he hasn't had a history of doing that, even with provocation, why don't I do that and let him, go ahead and come back? And that's what happened. Now, folks, the worst thing you can do if you're a defendant of Zog, especially if you're innocent, is to show any respect for the judicial process, for the police, for any of these cocksuckers that are out to screw you. Because that's what happened with Edgar Steele. If he just said simply, you know, fuck you, I'm tired of being a lawyer. What does being a lawyer, you know, happen? It just means that essentially I'm hiring a piece of shit for $120,000. I mean, essentially, you know, I mean, folks, when I go ahead and I'm running for sheriff, I just simply tell them, is that you're a pig, I'm going to round you up, I'm going to go ahead and take a hammer to your teeth and your testicles. I'm going to have you confess. Don't matter where you confess, 15 minutes before I start scanning or 4 days after. Essentially, you need to die, you worthless piece of shit. You and your spawn need to die because you're traitors. There's no problem that cannot be solved by killing. Now, folks, that's pretty well my plan. Now, like I went ahead and wrote, well, I go ahead and see Pierce's plan, and Hill Covington was yet last night going ahead and talking about it. It was dead for a day, but he was talking about his plan, you know, Pierce's plan. Essentially, it involved is that Pierce knew that his band of nitwits, his band of ass clowns, his band of creatards, his band of zogbots were not going to make a revolution. They were not going to carry out the Turner Diaries. He had, what, $400,000 of order money, so he went ahead and he wrote a book called Hunter. They spawned Joe Paul Franklin, who was a bit nuts, but he liked going ahead and shooting mixed-race couples. And he made this assassin into a political soldier. And a smart Whigger FBI agent catches him and pretty well turns old Oscar Yeager into going ahead and killing his Jew superiors, goes ahead and breaks the glass, you know, the glass ceiling of Jews. At the very end, he goes ahead and orders, because you end up having a National Alliance figure, sort of like William Pierce wrote himself in the novel, going ahead and having a sort of National Alliance where they go ahead and they get in each other's living rooms like the Birchers, and they talk about what's going on in the world. And they hire some guy named Saul Rogers, who was raised by a Christian family of Targe, and who has the Targe, you know, patina down pat, who goes ahead and becomes a televangelist. And the FBI handler orders Oscar Yeager to go ahead and shoot Saul Rogers. And Saul Rogers, well, he says, well, hey, no, this guy's actually getting something done. And he goes ahead and shoots the FBI agent. And then I guess he goes back on to being, I guess, a lone wolf. Okay? Well, okay. Jay, probably had way more votes for sheriff than Martin. I don't know. I had 612 back in 2004. I don't know if old JT already got that many votes or not. He was going to get that many votes. Folks, people aren't going to vote for you in a quote, fair election because they're Whiggers. They hate your guts. They don't like what you have to say. How dare you talk about killing wonderful lawyers and pigs and prosecuting attorneys and all these other characters. How dare you go ahead and think of doing that? In any case. Oh, where was I? Pierce's idea was that if he went ahead and wrote wonderful propaganda, that somehow the inner elite of people with money, generals and the rest, he would find among them who are really just nothing more than a bunch of ass lickers and dick suckers. He would find among them a Napoleon and a Hitler to go ahead and start a white revolution and become a dictator. Harold Covington's plan is to go ahead and find 1,000 warlords and wage a colonial war in the Northwest. And Harold Covington is talking about a republic, a Northwest Republic of the people who did go ahead and do most of the fighting, and to where they get owe a revolutionary majority to go ahead and have their way to set up a Northwest Republic under racial lines. Folks, I don't believe that's going to happen. He had people like Steve Elder, who was running around demanding that old Andy be censored because he went ahead and said Brian Rea wasn't white. If you want to go ahead and look for another little JT Reddy, but without even the few balls that JT Reddy had, not that it took very much to go ahead and shoot a beaner baby. Folks, it's a loser to go ahead and talk about Mexican cartels going ahead and coming to one house and just shooting JT Reddy, his mudshark girlfriend, her beaner daughter, her beaner grand beanerlet, and the stupid wigger who went ahead and was the spawner of the beanerlet. You're not going to get very far. You're going to look like a bunch of tards. This is one thing that gets me. I've been listening to the news. And folks, such is the level of violence in the Zogland. I've not heard on CNN or anything. I've not heard even one freaking story about J.T. Reddy. Not even a freaking story. Now, it rated a little story in MSNBC, but not a major one. Folks, you have so much background noise and violence that this thing is only really a big deal within our own movement. Now, let me just tell you, Stormfront is already going ahead and getting rid of that nut, JT Reddy's post. Are we getting rid of them? Now, I don't know if they're getting rid of them altogether, but they're putting them to a place where, essentially, if you're not an admin, you probably can't see them no more. I went ahead. I mean, hey, old Wiggerswill and Congenitally Creatarded. Well, Wiggerswill's been banned from VNNF. Congenitally Creatarded. Wiggerswill's little Eastern Tennessee ass clown. Oh, by the way, he loves censorship too. He was begging for old cunt hair Wallace to go ahead and censor me. Folks, people are not wanting to go ahead and talk about, the ones who talk about, they're being ass clowns. They're going, oh, they're talking like there's actual drug cartels which went ahead and went to this one family and killed them. Folks, that ain't the way they do things in Mexico. They just go ahead and essentially kill a whole awful lot of people, and they don't give a crap if they're, quote, innocent or not. That's not the way they work in Mexico. Okay? Well, Cameron Diaz cried when she got her hair cut. Okay. Alrighty. Is a snap B or what? A snap here. Folks, you have these people going ahead and running, Okay. Well, folks, heck, it's, 11:46 Eastern Time. It's close to midnight. Of course, only 8:46 out in California. So, that was the first thing. Oh, wow. I was looking. There's this character named Kathleen, and she was talking about the May 3rd Covington thing here. And he went ahead and said, Dr. Sinek's Occidental Observer book review was right on the mark, but the discussion following was dripping with anti-Covington bias. For example, when I pointed out these commentaries that Dr. Sinek had the necessary credentials to opine with authority on Hack's novels, they replied that Dr. Sinek just didn't get it. That's when I revealed the moderators were allowing midgets to sit in judgment over giants. When I attempted to refocus the discussion to the actual content of the novels, the thread was closed for comment. Thus ended another chapter of this farcical fiasco of ours called the movement. I'm glad it was over. It was giving me a migraine. Well, folks, our bowel movement is screwed up, of course. It's always been screwed up, and it's always going to remain screwed up because it has people who have absolutely no character and no good sense. Now, I'm looking at this sort of thing here. I'm looking at the comment section. Okay. Someone was talking about this silence on JT Reddy. Folks, you got to realize that Harold Covington went ahead. He brings it out Wednesday evening for review. And if you look at his last Radio Free Northwest, he was already talking about how he had to go ahead and get out his print magazine, and therefore he would be recycling old material. At the very end, he was talking about Pierce's plan. Essentially, Pierce's plan was to go ahead and write real good propaganda so that somehow a race traitor from the inner elite would go ahead and become the new Hitler, Napoleon, and save us. Save Whigger from the stupidity. Well, folks, that's not going to work. I don't see Harold Covington's plan actually working, but folks, it's the only one which has a plan. Let me just go ahead and say what my plan is. My plan, and I am reminded of one of my favorite films called Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood and Gene Wilder. And Gene Wilder was little Bill Daggett. And he goes ahead and he tells these people as he goes ahead and he beats the crap out of English Bob, a gunman, who's come to, you know, Big Whiskey to go ahead and collect the horse gold and shoot these cowboys. And little Bill knows he's a no good Nick, gets the drop on him and beats the crap out of essentially English Bob. And then bends his guns and sends them packing. He says, there is no gold. There is no horse gold. Well, folks, there was horse gold. There was $1,000 that the horse had gone ahead and brought together. There was horse gold. But it didn't play out exactly like they wanted to, you know, it to play. But on the other hand, they did go ahead and get these cowboys shot at the hands of Clint Eastwood and the rest here. So I guess it did sort of work. But folks, there really is no plan in this movement, none that really works. Essentially, my plan essentially is to essentially do nothing. Essentially, let nature take its course. And until there are 120 million dead Whiggers, 170 or 180 dead MUDs, and there's only left 10 million ex-Whiggers alive to be ruled by the natural warlords, the hard men, who have prepared for this great collapse, for this great tribulation. Essentially, I believe what Dual Seedline preaches is that there is no great rebellion against Stalin that's going to go ahead and work. We're not going to have a revolution that's going to go ahead and save the white race, but rather what's going to be the salvation of the white race is essentially Zog Babylon going ahead with its plans. And as it goes ahead and destroys the white race, it goes ahead and destroys its ability to rule over the fruits the white people have created. No white people, there's not going to be the fruits of the white people. Any more than there's going to be any golden eggs remaining once the golden goose has been killed. There's no fable about the golden eggs from the golden goose to where a greedy, stupid farmer goes ahead and he kills the golden goose, thinking he's going to go ahead and get the golden eggs, cut it out of the golden goose. And once the golden goose is dead, or the goose can change, well, corn into gold, golden eggs, farmer can't. There are no golden eggs inside the golden goose. Now the golden goose is dead, there are no more golden eggs. Same way with white civilization. Once there's no white people left, there's not going to be any of the fruits of the white civilization. The niggers will go ahead and die and starve. That's what's going to end up happening. That is what's going to go ahead and happen. Well, I liked Unforgiven, okay? So, well, guest number 15, you may have not liked it. I liked it just fine, okay? Where's Tim McVeigh and Loftner? No one knows where Tim McVeigh is. I think Loftner is over in Springfield. I'm not going to go visit him. I'm not going to go visit him. He's a crazy little Jew boy. He's sort of like JT Reddy. Folks, I believe JT Reddy is a screwed up little Jew boy. I really do. Okay? While the implosion of the U.S. will rock the world. The only country which I think has an ability to maybe survive is perhaps Russia. But essentially they're surrounded by a whole bunch of gooks, a whole bunch of Muslims, brown people and yellow people, ready to go ahead and take over when there is no more white people left here. No, folks, the Great Tribulation is the only thing that's going to go ahead and save the white race. And, folks, I don't have a plan for going ahead and saving Zog. I don't have a plan for going ahead and saving the world as it is now. Not that if I did have such a plan, I would go ahead and tell it, because I don't want it to be used. We cannot go on the way we are now. We can't go ahead and continue the way we are right now. We just can't go on like this. What we are now facing is essentially the end of life as we know it. The end of running around and being prosperous wiggers. The end of doing what we used to do. The end of the way things used to be and no longer are. Folks, we are no longer under that situation here. Even as we speak, things are getting rougher and rougher and rougher. And they're not going to change for the better. Okay. Well, what happens is that Odie's, Original Descent and V-Dare call them the brown herring. And, pretty well old country, he believes that it was just another Kurt Maynard thing. That's all it was. That's all it ever was. And folks, I think that people will go ahead and figure out as much. I think they're going to go ahead and figure out that, hey, things are not going to go ahead and change. Okay, I was looking at old Kievsky. He sort of believed we can weaponize our minds and thus save things here. Let's see. I'm looking right now at pretty well what the TARDs are saying about this JT Reddy incident. So we'll go ahead and take about a 2 or 3 minute break. Hail victory, folks.
Gopher Dickie Bearskin. To see what I can find, I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. His butt fuck is in my hands and his leather's all gay. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS. in the gay pride parade, Dickie Rose went fly, sucking off niggers in the dusty countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we would suck them off day after day. Want to be a sword master in the SF? Want to be a sword sergeant in the SF? Want to be a sword master in the SF? Sword master, sword sergeant in the SF! Today I grin when I see his bull whip, my sphincter's not testing, I know it's surely drips, get that on him butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Real, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a sword bender in the SF. I'll be a sword faggot in the SF. I'll be a sword bender in the SF. Sword bender, sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword bender in the SF. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SF. Wanna be a sword bender in the SF. Sword bender, sword faggot in the SF.
Well, I'm pretty well just looking. I think I've pretty well run out of things to say here. I could go ahead and, like I used to, just keep on keeping on. But in many cases, I've gone ahead and said so much that a lot of times there ain't much to go ahead and say anything about after a while. Let's see what old Ashkenazi asswipe has gone ahead and dug up. I'll go ahead and look at it here in a minute. Okay. NSM, Arizona leader, Harry Hughes III, characterizes J.T. Reddy as a patriot who risks his life to protect America against drugs and illegal aliens. Okay. Both Stormfront and Vanguard News Network Forum have had major discussion threads going, with a greater number are supportive of Reddy's activism, while some critics opine that his larger-than-life image overrode his activism. Folks, Stormfront, when it comes down to it, is pretty well hedging its bets. Pretty well hedging its bets here. Now, from what I gather, there's an indirect eyewitness, indirect witness to the shooting, and it's one of the Beaner girls, the 19-year-old Brittany Menderos. But this guy's going to go ahead, and this Hughes is going ahead and talking about, hey, why believe that here? Let's go ahead, and I don't really get care what an NSM tard has to say. But you end up having the original one, Penal County Sheriff candidate J.T. Ray among five people shot and killed in Gilbert, Arizona. Police says, suspect a murder-suicide. Folks, that's how it's going to go ahead and be recorded. Now, results recorded, we don't believe anything the Star says. Well, no, we don't. But folks, what are you going to say about a situation in which it's not believable that a Mexican drug cartel figured out exactly which house to go ahead and essentially, why couldn't they have just simply gone ahead and just shot J.T. Reddy? Why'd they have to go ahead and shoot the mud shark, Gorda? Folks, beaners do like Quigger pussy. Why would they have gone ahead and shot the little, Bambina? Why would they have gone ahead and done that? Now, if it's J.T. Reddy who's doing this stupid crap, well, folks, okay, I went ahead and clicked the wrong thing here. I'm sort of going ahead and looking, I guess, a target here. Yeah, little corn cob, he's mad at old Don Pauly. And folks, I despise Don Pauly. He has nothing to say except Edgar Steele was crazy. Folks, it doesn't matter that if you're going to go ahead and use the insanity defense, you have to have the cooperation of the prosecutor. If you try to go ahead and go with an insanity defense here without the help and the aid of the prosecutor, you're going to get screwed. You really are, big time. Okay? Well, let's see here. Well, folks, you don't have any constipation rights. The constipation went ahead and did away with your rights. The constipation was all about letting a bunch of lawyers and masons go ahead and rule. Let's see. Well, there's a bunch of people who knew him best here with the NSM. Okay. Well, there's a fight on this post here about whether or not Rocky Sadea is the way to go. Okay. Well, folks, I've gone ahead and listened to people. The credibility he built with the community, essentially, he didn't have any credibility with the local community. Okay? When it came down to it, JT Reddy didn't shoot a single Mexican until yesterday. The only Mexicans he went ahead and shot was his mud shark girlfriend's daughter Amber. And from what I gather, he had Amber as his treasurer or something? Pretty well the one who helps him go ahead and run for sheriff. Folks, it's sort of like being a Klansman and living, sort of like old, what the hell was his name? Strom Thurmond had a nigger daughter they went in and paid for on the sly. That's what he did. He paid for on the sly. And folks, he'd go ahead and talk about Dixiecrat, he'd talk about this, but when it came down to it, he loved that Kuntang, just like a lot of so-called racist Southerners did. He couldn't just go ahead and screw white women, he had to go ahead and screw niggers, and give birth to a nigger. J.T. Reddy, when it came down to it, talked about how racist he was, talked about how he was a white supremacist. But here he's living with a woman who's had two daughters by a beaner. He's living with a mud shark. And when he snaps, he goes ahead and he shoots the mud shark. Goes ahead and shoots the beaner girl. And he goes ahead and shoots the beaner baby. And folks, that's what he's going to be remembered for in that particular community. Folks, this thing, outside the white nationalist community and outside the Phoenix area, has made not a bit of a stir. It's going to go ahead and be a big thing in the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's going to be a big thing on VNNF. It's going to be with reservations on Stormfront. It's going to be a big thing today, here on this show, obviously. But folks, it's not going to be a big thing among most Uyghurs. But they're going to go ahead, the message they get is the same thing that Trader Glenn Miller got. His worthless piece of shit son in, 2008, I believe it was, went ahead and shot a Good Samaritan Uyghur who ran this tattoo shop. And the guy helped him. And essentially, Trader Glenn Miller's kid went in and shot the man. They shot the Missouri Highway Patrolman, missed him, and the Missouri Highway Patrolman killed Trader Glenn Miller's last non-faggot Anglo Macizo son. Here he is in, Lawrence County? He still got 7 or 8 votes when he ran for Congress as a writing candidate. But that's it. Folks, people would not vote for someone who went ahead and killed whose stepson had to be killed by a local pig and who had gone ahead and previously killed someone who was trying to help Trader Glenn Miller's piece of shit son, crazy son. Do you think that community is going to be grateful for JT Reddy? The best thing that we can do, the best thing that can happen, is essentially understand what JT Reddy was. And folks, I believe him when essentially someone says he said he was a Jew. Folks, I didn't like JT Reddy. I despised JT Reddy. That lying, worthless cocksucker kept on Covington, you know, Harold Covington's Facebook page, kept on calling me a convicted child molester, even though I kept on posting the link to this graphic from February 27, 2009, which proved that the charges had to be dismissed. And yet this piece of shit is putting up Finkelschini's webpage, putting up all the webpages of all these liars. So like Jeremy Visser. Jeremy Visser is so stupid, he goes ahead and he posts on to the Topeka for Newton County that I'm a three-time convicted child molester. And essentially the police went ahead and had to arrest me. I have a sister called Elizabeth Winstead who has a nigger son and daughter. Folks, how much credibility does Visser have? Visser is a Melungeon Mamser. How much credibility does Eli James have by now? I went ahead and looked. Last time I was trolling his chat line, Saturday night, he had all of two guests. And essentially, I just gone ahead as a guest, gone ahead and trolled by Steve Elder. Now, Steve Elder goes ahead and whines and demands all that the guests be blocked. And so Eli James goes ahead and blocks him like it's just what the Steve Elder show. And guess what? How many listeners does Eli James have? He has, well, about a third of what Finkelschini has. Meanwhile, I'm trolling Finkelschini and making him go ahead, essentially, and have Matt Talt, Twat, Dogbot, approve every single new person who comes in. And what is, you know, what is what I want to do? Why am I doing this? The answer why I'm doing this is that I want Matt Twat, Zogbot, and Finkelschini to go ahead and quarantine by playing a game of Cossack and Jew Boys to pretty well contain the infection. That's exactly what I want to do. That's exactly what I have done. Folks, this movement of ours is not going to get any further. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to accomplish anything. All it is a place for Zogbots and Tards and idiots to run wild. There's no salvation there. Does anybody believe that a general or a captain of industry is going to go ahead and use his resources to fund a white revolution and act as a Hitler and Napoleon to go ahead and bring it about? Does anyone truly believe that Harold Covington is going to go ahead and get 100 alphas, much less 500 or 1,000? Folks, what is believable is what I call Whigger Apocalypse, the Great Tribulation, to where essentially things fall apart and there is no bringing it back again and everybody is cast out on his own to survive as best they can. And so I urge you, if you are white, or even if you're an Anglo Mestizo, this is good, you know, this is good advice. Get as close to Yahweh as you can. Number two, Yahweh helps he who helps himself here. You make sure that your family members and your friends that you want to go ahead and have survive with you have what they need. They have enough food. They have enough ammunition to protect them, to protect you and them. That they have enough medicine and band-aids. And that they have what is going to keep a small group of you alive. And then when things fall apart, it's time to clean up. Then you go ahead and rise up. Do not worry what's going on in Washington. Do not worry what's going on in your state capital. Don't worry what's going on in county seat unless you live there. Folks, you should be out of a lot of the harm's way. You should be, you know, if you're Christian identity, most of the time you're rural or small town living. You're living quietly. You're not showing your ass to the government. You are living a quiet, godly life. One that will not bring any attention to you. You're not playing JT Ready. You're not running around doing stupid shit. You're not living with beaners. You're not living with mud sharks. You're living with your wife. You're living with your children. You're telling them to keep their mouth shut and their ears open. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. So, Tipsy NS with a radio? I don't think so. All right. In case here, folks, what happens is that old Logan said he would be gone for 2 weeks. He's probably doing something here. So in any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. I think I've sort of run out of things to say. I, you know, pretty well about JT Ready. Folks, JT Ready was nothing other than a lying, cowardly piece of shit. As far as I was concerned, when I heard that he was dead, I laughed my head off. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was one of them golden moments here. Sort of like when I was locked up in that house and heard that Trayer Glenn Miller's last remaining non-faggot son had been killed by a pig after killing the Good Samaritan, reverently not killing the pig back. No, I had nothing but contempt for JT Ready. Nothing but contempt for him. I'm glad the bastard's dead. Okay? Anyway, well, here's a post here. Last post JT Ready made on Spermfront here. Let's see. I remember JT Ray used to post that all the time here. Mr. Air Nation. Well, folks, I don't see it. I don't see it. I don't see no JT Ready post there. Don't see it at all. Page 7. I don't see it. Nordic Vendor, Rosalind. Okay, Rosalind. Okay, recently posted by Jake Lost the Jew Blind Debate and moved to version. Well, you only see the article by JT Ready, it's gone. You only see it when you end up having this character as a turtle go ahead and respond to it. It's just a matter of time before I bet that disappears as well. Okay, when was the last one? When was it here? Yesterday at, you know, in the morning. Maybe old JT should have gone ahead and got some more sleep. He might have been easier to deal with. Who knows? Anyway. Well, yeah. Let me go ahead and click that one here. NS Activator Old Guard. You know, here is, you know, Malcolm X3 here. He's going ahead and giving the Black Power salute. Here he is running around with some nigger. You know what I mean? No hero, no martyr. JT Ray will go down, one of the turd misfits of the pro-white movement, and stain upon. Take, you know, take a look at my brutal son of a bitch. Heather Morton, former, said, had worked at a nearby auto shop, met the Mendoza while dining at a restaurant where they worked, and became involved with their mother. She said Reddy moved into a family residence was so cruel and controlling that Amber Manderos moved out a few months ago with her daughter and fiancé, Morton said. Reddy tried to boss the girls and criticized Amber's baby for being half Hispanic. He said, she's 50% ugly. That's how he used to describe her, he said. Okay. Well, folks, this, this John Taylor Bowles here, he is no friend of anybody with the NSM. He has his own little axe to grind. But, folks, he is living with a woman who squeezed out two beaners. He's living with a mud shark. He was all along living with a mud shark. What happens is that he was younger than the mud shark. She went ahead and put up with his shit. I guess she couldn't find any pecker at age 47. Even though she looks in fairly good shape. But then again, that may have been a Facebook picture taken years ago. Okay? You don't really have any idea of the whole truth of the matter. But folks, I knew exactly what kind of man J.D. Reddy was. He wasn't much of a man at all. He would not go ahead and tell the truth. He would deliberately go ahead and lie. He'd go ahead and quote old Rabbi Finkelshimi. Folks, he would go ahead, even though he knew I was not a convicted child molester, he'd keep on going ahead and telling the same old lies. If he hadn't got it, I mean, about the only thing that I see bad about J.T. Reddy's death is I won't get a chance to skin and gill that worthless bastard myself. Okay? Alright? Folks, does anybody really think someone like J.T. Reddy, do you think J.T. Reddy would have been viewed positively by National Socialist Germany? Wouldn't have been able to make it out of basic training. Some obese character who essentially the Marines couldn't make a man out of, or make their sort of man out of. Folks, I went ahead and served 2 years in the United States Army, got out with an honorable discharge, didn't much care for it, but essentially I was targeting nuclear weapons. Ground-launched cruise missiles targeting nuclear weapons. Zog didn't find a bit of problem with my work. I got out of basic training. I shot expert. I went ahead and passed my PT, my PT scores, even the what? Oh, ran what? Oh, a mile in 12 minutes or less, 10 minutes or less, something like that. Not a bad thing. I mean, essentially, if you're going at the standard, standard 90 paces, 90 steps per minute. You can cover, what, 4 miles in an hour. You can cover a mile in 15 minutes. Now, when I was on the Nijmegen marching team, we would go ahead and usually go about 6 miles an hour. We covered what? We covered, 25 miles in what? 3.5 hours. Didn't run, but we walked, we marched pretty fast in step. We covered, 25 miles in 3.5 hours. That marched to about, 6 miles, a little bit over 6 miles an hour. Pretty well a mile in 10 minutes. Fast march. And folks, I don't doubt that. But do you think, But you think that Adolf Hitler would have gone ahead and supported someone like J.T. Reddy, who couldn't make it through Wehrmacht basic training, who goes ahead and is an ass clown, and then goes ahead and more than likely shoots his racially ill. Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and move in with a Jewess here. And I'm going to go ahead and, yeah, I mean, folks, do you think someone like J.T. Reddy would have made it outside of a eugenics court? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. So, folks, comparing someone like J.T. Reddy, a man without any integrity or any honor, from what I gather, was just a tard who was used by Zog and essentially flipped out like Kurt Maynard. Folks, I have old posts on my forum by Kurt Maynard, who didn't necessarily like me, but says he was glad that I didn't censor his, you know, his pretty well talking about Mike Delaney, his Jew Kaplan, Corn Cob. Folks, these characters were nothing more than disgrace. NSM, Jeff Shoup, marrying not only a mud shark, but a, well, Syrian Ameriquan mud shark, who essentially had a nigger daughter by a previous marriage to a nigger. And what he does, he lies about for 4 years. Until such time as he goes ahead, he finds some new pussy and gets a divorce. He works on getting a divorce from his second wife. Folks, these people are a disgrace to anybody who has them around. Well, folks, I believe that you have a right to essentially follow who you want. It's up to you to do so. What I see is a few tards on the sperm front going ahead and talking about J.T. Reddy. But folks, I went and clipped that J.T. Reddy. I couldn't find anything by J.T. Reddy. They have gone ahead and clipped everything that J.T. Reddy wrote, and maybe they're going to go ahead and clip something that is responded to that J.T. Reddy wrote. J.T. Reddy was not a great thinker. Not a great writer. Folks, Stormfront is pretty well, you know, hedging its bets by going ahead and getting rid of a lot of J.T. Reddy material. Okay? Well, folks, guest number 25. Folks, I can't say that I'm peppered with federal moles as a piece of cheese, because the fact of the matter is, there's nobody here listening to me who's a follower of me. Folks, you're here to go ahead and listen, and I don't know who you really are. I don't really inquire as to who you are. Let's say, you know, I mean, old Papa K, he's called a FBI Zogbot by William B. William B. refuses to go ahead and be when old Papa Cat is on. I don't think old Papa Cat is a federal agent. I think he's a wandering manager of Wikipedia Talks UCI. But what I can't do, or what I won't do, is I won't go ahead and censor anybody as long as they don't spam or flood the chat room. You can say Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, Marty Chomo, and make an ass clown of yourself. As long as you don't say it 4 or 5 times in a row and look like you're spamming or flooding this chat room, I'll let you get away with it. I'll let you get away with it. There's nothing to go ahead and spy on me for. Those Secret Service agents, them Secret Service agents who came over back on April 14th of last year, they were clowns who were sent by the lives of Brian Rio and Eli James? I'm pretty well told him. I said, no, I have no intention of shooting your wonderful nigger. In fact, I like your wonderful nigger, even though you shoot, you know, even though I'm suing the piece of shit. Because, folks, I like when super quiggers go ahead and look at a worthless nigger like that, propped up by the Jews, and think about the wonderfulness of niggers while they're watching this country go ahead and turn more and more and more into shit. Folks, throughout my life, you have had, essentially, worse men replaced with even worse men, and essentially every single one of them worse than the one before. Worse or more idiotic. What happens is that, I think Jimmy Carter was a good man, but he was a total idiot. But on the other hand, he was as big an idiot as George Bush the second, or even George Bush the first. Reagan, he talked big shit here, but essentially turned America from a creditor nation to a debtor nation for 4 years of his term, because he went ahead and essentially printed money, borrowed and spent. Carter, I think he was worse than Ford. And I think Ford was worse than Nixon. I think LBJ was a total piece of shit, but, essentially, Kennedy was replaced by LBJ. LBJ, I think, was a worthless piece of shit. Nixon wasn't all that great, morally. He loved power. And Gerald Ford, who was a bigger idiot, he was far more idiotic than Richard Nixon, then Carter, then Ronald Reagan, then Bush first, then Clinton, then Bushy, and now Obongo. And what happens, old Mittens, if he were to go ahead and seize power, and I doubt he's going to, it looks like this, nigger from Kenya is going to be reelected. And he's going to go ahead and allow the beaners to swarm in, even though you end up having Whiggers trying to go ahead and fight a last-ditch stand against, imported beaners, and Zog trying to take away the guns. And you're going ahead and saying that Zog is infiltrating me? Okay, fine. What happens is that maybe he's hiding underneath that TV dinner wrapper. Might be. I doubt it. Okay? Well, that JT Reddy, I mean, old Sean Visser looks like that. Looks like old Sean Aaron Visser is back. What happens is that it's a good thing I didn't go ahead and listen to Sean Aaron Visser and take down pictures of all its little mamsers and niggers and essentially it. I need to go ahead and post more pictures of old Sean Aaron Visser. Need to do that. Anyway, by the way, that Ted Turner again, and essentially he owns, 84,000 acres in Stanley County? Biggest landholder in Stanley County. How was Taft? Hell if I know. He was a bit before my time. Anyway. How was Taft? He was fat. Taft was fat. Then he became a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, anyway, folks, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Sometimes some of these shows, I guess I don't have what it takes to go ahead and yak for one show, number 46, was 12 seconds less than 6 hours. I guess I just don't have what it takes anymore to do a Fidel cast. I guess I don't. Really don't. Okay, yeah, Mumpsnuts, a liar, Bill. He's going ahead and he's posting about the gender bender was, was gloating that Rabbit Track Rants. Nobody can see it. Well, Mumps Nuts thinks that I'm on it, and folks, I don't really care. It's like this. Let's say Oba Genderbender goes ahead and puts it in to where only it, Mumps Nuts, and Sword Mamzer can go ahead and look at it. What am I supposed to do? Go ahead and whine? And the answer is, I don't really care. I don't run around worrying about what people might be saying about me. Oh, I'm so hurt. I'm not a little Junibroad Mamzer worried about what people might say about me. Folks, most of the pictures of which I look sort of foolish are pictures that I put on my webpage that I went ahead and had taken or had gotten from a newspaper. And essentially, yep, that's what I look like. And what they do is they take the ones that make me look fat or make me look stupid. And what they do is they post them. And folks, I'm not worried about it. I don't worry about what people might say or what people might think here. There's no point to it. Anyone who listens to me, who's simply following when I tell them that essentially the above ground dual seed line Christian Identity Church is nothing but wall to wall mamzers, papist preterists like Captain Senility Amheiser, Eli James, Finkelschini. What they are is they're Guidos or Jews, Marino Jews, who want to change Christian identity, and they have no idea, especially Finkelstein, about what he's talking about. Amheiser, I don't think people are going ahead and claiming Amheiser is a great Christian identity scholar, because what he's claiming is that essentially what happens is that the millennium has already taken place between 500 and 1500 when the Roman Catholic Church put Satan into the pit, even though he couldn't put the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths, the Vandals, the Heruli, and the Huns. Couldn't make them mind, but they made Satan mind, and he died in the pit, and then now the devil's the Jews, and they whipped up the Nordic Aryans into, oh, what is it? Stop going ahead and send Peter, Peter's pants and Peter's Peter, altar boy Peter, to Rome. To the little Mamzer church where we're all universalists, we're Catholic. Folks, I went ahead and looked over on Spermfront, and essentially you had these tards, you had these beaner tards bitching about what a freaking maniac I was. And then they bitched that all Christian identity was a bunch of, maniac. How dare he say that WAPs are not white? Well, I dare say WAPs are not white because essentially I don't believe that Brian Rio type WAPs or Clifton Amheiser type WAPs, Guidos, I don't believe Guidos are white. How's that? Or if they are white, they're not white like me. Okay? So, anyway. Well, Woodrow Wilson was one of the worst ones ever here. In fact, I heard that the bastard said I was deathbed here. I don't know if God's going to forgive me for betraying my country. But that's what he did. That's what he did. Folks, this JT Ready, anybody who goes ahead and looks and thinks is not going to believe, shouldn't believe that a bunch of Mexican drug cartels went ahead and went to his house and just shot him. If you want to go ahead and have a conspiracy theory, say that the pig lice went ahead and came in and did that. But folks, if you go ahead and look at what you see nowadays, the pigs are such freaking cowards. They're like Columbine and the rest of the places or Virginia Tech. What they do is they sit out hiding behind, bulletproof vests and trees and shields. And essentially they let the maniacs go ahead and kill everybody they want to kill. And then what they do is they come in when it's safe and the shooter has gone ahead and put the gun to himself. Sort of like this Chung Wong or whatever the hell his name was. in 2007. Sort of like, what the heck, you know, this Jew named Dylan Klebold or whatever his name was, and this guy named Harris. Folks, that's what pigs do. Pigs don't go ahead and come into the house where they have somebody with a gun who's ready for them to shoot their worthless ass. I would have thought a lot more of JT Reddy if essentially a few pigs would have been killed, shot and killed. You know what I mean? I would have thought, yeah, I still would have thought he was a worthless lying piece of shit, fat cocksucker. But if he go ahead and shot some pigs, I would have thought a little bit more highly of him, okay? Alright? In any case, folks, I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm, you know, but folks, storefront, I don't think they believe the story that JT Reddy was set up by, you know, by Mexican drug cartel people. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone ahead and started deleting all them posts they could find. Somebody go ahead and posting, Well, folks, no, I don't have any idea of the drug culture. I guess I don't. If you do, then hey, have at it. Okay? So. Anyway, folks. Pretty well, what's going to be understood is that essentially this little screwed up Jew boy went ahead, got told no by the Mudshark girlfriend. He went ahead and he went ballistic. He went ahead and did a Gerald Lee Loeffner. He went ahead and did a Kurt Maynard. And that's the end of that shit. That's the end of that shit. And yes, you're going to end up having more of these. You're going to end up having a bunch of people. Go ahead and try to make more of JT Reddy than what JT Reddy was. You're going to have a few tards in white nationalism who's going to claim, no, he was a hero. Probably most of them are SPLC paid for. And you're just going to have a bunch of tards being tards. Okay? So, I'm going to go ahead and call it a night because essentially I think I pretty well talked this JT Reddy subject to death. I'm going ahead and pretty well told my opinion of it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out God's tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock grow. White men go, civil war ho, on the corn at last let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On dogling neck we stomp our boots to stamp out Gasco.
white men go. We vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock crow. White men go. Civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great. Hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go. We vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock crow. White men go. Civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our causes right. Hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go. We vote ho on the city route. Let the red cock crow. White men go. Civil war ho on the courthouse lawns. Let red blood flow.